Hello.
Hey Marvin, this is Bee. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. Glad that I was able to catch it. Is this an okay time?
Sure.
All right. Well, you spoke with Sid. He mentioned that I was going to be giving you a call back to talk about your property on 79 Treason Street.
Right.
Okay. Sid gave me oh, go ahead.
Hold on. Have you seen the property?
Yes, I have.
You've been inside?
No, sir, I did not have access inside, but I did see the inside photos that you have on Zillow. Are those pretty recent or old?
No, they're recent, but my son did that, and it looks a lot better than what them pictures are. Well, some of the pictures he didn't show you, or he didn't take.
What made you ask that question?
Because I've had a couple of people that looked at it, and they really liked it, but they said, you know, the pictures don't give it justice.
Okay.
What
And were they interested in buying?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
He's got to sell his house before he can buy this one.
Okay, so it's somebody who wants to live in it themselves. Okay, so it's kind of a contingent offer. I mean, are you willing to wait on something like that, or are you trying to get this done faster than that guy can sell his house?
I'm not in a hurry. I mean, you know, here winter's coming, so I'll sell before winter. I told your friend that called me, I want 480,000,
Okay.
but I'll take 460 if I sell it before Christmas.
Okay. So, what had you reaching out to investors and not just listing it?
Say that again. Investors, what?
Yeah, have you thought about listing the property?
No. I've had investors call me, but they want to lowball my price. And, you know, if they don't want it, don't buy it. I mean, I
Right.
don't need it, but really, I mean, that's my lake house. We enjoyed it on weekends. My kids. My younger son goes down there with his girlfriend, but you know, we don't have our friends down there anymore and stuff. I'm in Florida right now, and I've got a house
Oh.
in, yeah, I've got a house in Alexandria too.
What part of Florida are you in?
Bradenton, where the tornado just came through.
Oh man, I grew up in the Panhandle of Florida, actually.
I love Florida, but I don't like these hurricanes.
Yeah, and it's been so hot and humid there these last few years. So, I'm just gonna review in the notes. It looks like Nola, one of our associates, reached out to you, like you said, about selling the property. Now, we have several programs. I definitely hear that you're looking to acquire 480 for the home. Now, Nola, when she contacted you, what she does is she talks with investors. And so a lot of times these investors are looking to purchase the property for about 70% of the market value.
Well, it's hard to get a market value down there because I couldn't tell you how many different homes are down there. They have
Right.
what I call little cracker boxes, but you know, they're not really cracker boxes. They're nice little homes. Little
Yeah.
flat tumblers. And I don't know if you can buy some of those for 150, 190,000. I don't know. I wouldn't pay any more than that.
Yeah. Well, your property, is it on some water? Am I making that up?
It's on the lake.
Okay, that's what I thought, is that it was actually like on a lake. What's the name of that lake?
Independence Lake. It's in Stratford Harbor, and that's a development.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I mean, I do see some houses that are pretty comparable that were selling over in that area, but they were on like some of these other little lakes, little fingers from that, what is that, Matchedoc Creek, I think is what it is.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, are you against listing it?
Am I against what? I'm eating a cracker.
Listing
In
it?
case.
That's okay, Marvin. I'm just trying to figure out, what your ideal situation would be in selling this property.
What do you mean? What deal?
Well, I know you want 480 for the house. Now, when we're talking to investors, there's a good stretch from that number to where others would want to be. So I'm curious if, was it just a lot of people were calling you, so you just decided to see what you could get for the property, or are you just not visiting it as much as you used to, and you're ready to move
Right.
on from it?
Well,
Okay.
years ago, all our friends had kids too, and they brought them down there, go on the lake. I had wave runners. They went on the river. We're close to the river, just right around the corner. And it's a beautiful clubhouse. They go up there swimming and stuff, as guests of me. And then I had a boat. We used to go over to Cobb Island to have dinner and stuff like that. But their kids grown up and have kids. So
Right.
it's not as easy to have a bunch of kids. Plus, we're all getting older. But in the basement, I have a pool table down there. I have a jukebox, a slot machine. So the kids had a lot to do.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, if you sell the house, are you planning on taking a lot of that stuff out of it?
Whoever buys it can have it. And
Oh,
I've got
awesome.
the 2 bedrooms on the first level, has teak furniture. And then my master bedroom up above, it's all up there, it's got all teak furniture. I think 30 years ago, I think it was around $1,800 for that teak. Now you can't even find it.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a really cool property. I'm just looking around to see kind of what's for sale in the area as well. That's a nice property like yours. And so it sure does.
Hey, a friend of mine, we used to call him Mike Henson. He's the crabber. He used to crab. He gave it up just last year, which is a shame. But he just sold his brother's house for $360,000.
Okay. I definitely do see things kind of going in that area for, I mean, honestly, closer to that. So when you told me 480, I was a little surprised. Where did you get that number from?
Well, now I admit, 6 years ago, my brother sold his house for $535, and his house was a little nicer than mine, bigger. I won't say nicer, but bigger. I could have got 500 and whatever, but you got to remember that was 6 or 7 years ago when the interest rate was like 2%, 2.5%.
Right.
It's not like that now.
No, definitely doesn't help that we're in an election year either, I'll tell you that.
So,
Oh. So can you tell me just a little bit more about the area? Are you guys pretty good way outside of town?
Well, right up the street is how they call it, Stratford Hall. Do you know what Stratford Hall is?
I
It's where
don't.
General Lee was born.
Oh, really?
And right down about 6 miles, not even 6 miles, it might be 6 miles, you got George Washington was born.
Oh,
It's
wow.
a yeah, people go there and they got the house, the mansion or whatever it is. Not really a mansion, but big house.
Wow.
And they had the wineries down there, a couple of wineries. A lot of people go there, on tours and stuff.
Yeah. So really, this is just a very good vacation lake house type situation.
Either that, or if you want to retire down there,
Right.
you don't have any shopping centers, but you can go to Fredericksburg. That's not that far away. Less than an hour, 45 minutes away.
Okay. Well, so some of these other guys that you're talking to who are interested, have they given you any numbers yet for what they pay for this property?
Only one. That's the one who's got to sell his house. Other than that, I'm not really talking to anybody. I'm thinking about getting a realtor.
Yeah. Well, it looks like, did you list this earlier this year?
Have I listed it this year?
Yes.
No. Was just my son just put it on the internet or whatever. That's the only thing I've done.
Oh. Okay. So yeah, because it looks like on Zillow, did he try to sell it for 545?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A realtor told me he had put it up for that, but no.
Okay. Did you guys get any inquiries from that?
No.
Okay. Do you know how you met the guy who trying to sell his house so he can buy this one?
Do what?
Do you know how you met the guy who's trying to sell his house so he can buy this one?
Oh, he it's he lives there in Stratford.
Oh,
Yeah.
he's nearby.
Yeah. Yeah, I know him. Well, he's
Oh,
got
okay.
he's actually he's got two other houses also. See, total of three. But he rents them all out, but he wants to sell this one, and whatever. But he doesn't live permanently down there. He goes down there just about every weekend. His wife doesn't like, he wants to retire down there, but he said he's got to talk his wife into it or leave her. One of the two.
That's pretty funny. Well, Marvin, now that I know what you're looking for and have a little bit more information, I mean, I think it's a great property. To get the most value out of your home, I may not disagree with listing it. We do have a program that we can help with that. But what I'd really like to do is I want to put it in front of my team and kind of review all that you've given me here today, look a little bit deeper and see if we can't give you a really good cash offer so that we can have this closed before winter. Because really that's going to be the big difference is if we work with an agent, it's going to get into the cold months before we really close on this deal. But if we can work out a cash offer, then we could have this wrapped up in as little as 30 days.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all can buy a house without actually going, looking at it and going through it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, lots of experience. But I do, you know, I do always send somebody out there. That would be the next step in the process. So, but you know, we like to talk with you guys. We like to know what's going on, and you know, we do some market analysis, and you know, that's pretty accurate. But then we do, once we have some, you know, agree to some terms, then we do like to get out there and get into the property and just make sure that, you know, if the roof has fallen in, you told me that the roof has fallen in.
That roof is, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old. And then I put the new heat pump in just, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago also.
Okay.
See, I'm
I mean,
heating it up, so I could easily change the heat pump.
yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, those, you know, that's great. Those things are still, you know, within their reasonable lifespan for them. So, you know, and the other thing is that we do buy as is when we do these cash transactions. So we wouldn't expect you to have to do any work to the property.
Well,
Do
I don't
you?
think the house could be stained again because it's cedar.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but you know it turns kind of brownish as it gets older.
Right.
It was
Do
beautiful when
you
I was on.
do you where's your main home base? I know you said you're in Florida, but where do you spend most of your time?
What do I do? What?
Where do you spend most of your time? I know you said you have a few properties.
In Florida.
Okay.
I don't like winter. I've
Yeah.
shoveled snow in my life.
Hey, that's
My younger
fair.
son, yeah, my younger son is running my business, and he's staying in my house in Alexandria.
Oh, okay. Very cool. What business do you have?
Heating and air.
Oh, well, of course you could fix those things at your house then. And none of the kids want the lake house?
Well, my older one, he's in Arizona and he's got a great job. He's got two kids. No, they don't want to. Well, he's never going to leave Arizona. Of course, he couldn't get his wife to leave there anyway because she's a native of Arizona, Phoenix. I mean, he lives in
Gotcha.
Scottsdale, which is a real nice area. Beautiful house.
Yeah,
It's
I
fun.
love Phoenix. I've been there a few times.
You haven't been to Scottsdale?
Not for like stays, but I know
Mm.
where it's at.
All them damn houses are built on, goddamn, I think 2 acres. Don't ask me. They don't do it anymore, but back then they did. And they all had the. I was wondering why these concrete or whatever, 7 foot walls all the way around the back, not in the front. And always, what are they doing? And it's to keep the animals out.
Right. But what scares me is the scorpions.
Well,
Those
those they
are,
don't do.
yeah. Yeah. I'm worried about the small critters, not the big ones.
Oh, last time I was there was, I think, just 3 years ago. I should have been back before that. But anyway, me and my son went out and watched some football. But before we got there, we saw this. I thought it was a long-legged chicken or some type of fancy chicken bird. And I remember watching when I was a kid cartoons, The Roadrunner.
Oh yeah, and the coyote.
Yeah, and that's what it was, a roadrunner. And I tell you, it is fast. I mean, he come across that road and kept going, and man, I didn't know that little bird could run that fast.
Yeah.
Never
Yeah,
seen one in person.
I used to watch that show as a kid too, but I've never seen one in real life.
That's the first one I've seen. I didn't even know really they had her. I just thought that was a cartoon. My
Yeah,
son
yeah.
thinks it was because he sees them every now and then. But I didn't.
Yeah, pretty funny. I don't think I'd know what it looked like in real life, but it makes me want to look it up.
Probably would, because once he told me what it was, and of course, once you see how fast it is, and it's got a real long neck.
Huh.
Yeah. I can't say
it's a small. Is it a small little bird?
No, it's. I don't even know if it's a bird. I don't think they fly. I don't know. They can run fast enough. They don't have to fly. But anyway, I don't know if they fly. It's not a bird. It's almost like a. They got a body almost like a chicken. A skinny chicken.
I think I'm looking at it right now with like a really long tail and almost like a mohawk.
Yeah, funny looking.
Yeah. Huh. Well, it sounds like you need to take a trip out there again soon. You said it's been 3 years since you went.
Well, he's come to my house here in Alexander last year.
Oh, that's nice.
But we still see each other, not every year. Sometimes we'll skip a year. Either he'll come here with the kids and his wife, or I'll go out there. Well, he's been here in Florida a couple of times.
Well, Florida is a nice place to be.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of hurricanes, though.
Yeah, this year was really bad.
Well, I'm on a canal, so I got 5 inches of water in my house.
Oh, no. From this last one?
Not the last one, the one a week and a half before.
So Helene, I think, was that one, right?
This one, so lucky, we were supposed to have twice the water level. So we put everything way up high on counters and stuff and unplugged. It was a pain in the ass. We didn't get any. It didn't even come over the canal except about 3 foot, and that's it. But
well,
what it
good.
Was, the damn eye of the storm came practically right over us. And on the right-hand side, the wind was going counterclockwise. What it did, it water out of the canal. And then when it passed, it came back into the canal. But not that strong coming back in. So we were lucky. I thought I'd have a foot of water in my house. The only thing it did, enough water, about 3 inches, enough to ruin the bedroom carpets. That's the only thing I had carpeted anyway, but thank God you just take a mop and wipe that up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure you have insurance that helps.
Yeah, but that carpet, I ain't putting carpet back in them two bedrooms. I'm putting tile.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I get two pieces of small carpet to put on the edge of the bed when you get up. You don't hit the cold floor.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the sacrifice you got to make to live in Florida on a canal.
Yeah. Yeah, we yesterday evening, it took, 4 big garbage bags out of the refrigerator. And freezer, of course. And I don't know why she bought all this damn shit, because it would have been $600-$700 I threw away.
Oh, no. Is this your wife?
Yeah. We haven't had electricity for over a week.
Do you still not have electricity?
Huh?
Are you still no electricity?
No, it came on last night at 8:30.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Which is too late to save anything.
Yeah. A week, yeah. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Were you guys just eating Ritz crackers and canned cheese or what?
No, actually, we went to daughter's house and her daughter's husband's house. They're about 10 miles further inland. We had to evacuate. It was mandatory.
Oh, well, that's good. I was wondering if you stayed.
No. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
The wind, you ought to see, I got beautiful palms. I mean, I fell in love with palms 6 months down here in Florida. And I've got all up and down the driveway, only on one side, of course, foxtail palms. And then I've got one out back, got two three-sided palms. I don't know if you know what those are.
Well, what's the address of that property? I'll look and see if I can't see him.
Oh, okay. 10-116 Sandpiper Road East. And you'll see all my dead palms.
Oh, yeah, all your dead palms. Oh, yeah, you are right on a canal. Wow.
Yeah, I'm the house right next door to the lot.
Yeah, I see it, actually. Yeah, you do have a lot of palm trees. They almost give you, like, a natural fence from that neighbor you got.
Yeah, well, the only thing it didn't destroy is my three bottle palms out by the driveway and my three spindle palms.
Wow. Yeah, that was a big, big hurricane.
Yeah. You probably see the two big palms out front. One is a canary palm, and I lost one of those 2 years ago on a storm. And then the other one is a Bismarck, and the top of it is broken. I think it'll come back, but I don't know. You can't see the damage, really, on a picture.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure that this is before the storm hit, but you do have quite a few. Oh, that's for sure. That's a nice little house you got there.
Yeah, don't have to go upstairs or downstairs. I like that, too.
Yeah, I don't like two-story houses, especially the older I get.
How old are you? You act like you're in your early 30s.
Well, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
That's interesting, this little finger you live on with all these. I mean, it's just like six canals right there, and they just kind of stuck you all on that little piece of land, huh?
Yeah, it's really you can't tell, it's really an island.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, because across the, as soon as you come out the entrance, it's straight across, uh-huh. You don't see, but it's mangroves, but it's a swamp over there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you can always find a swamp somewhere in Florida. So cool.
Yeah, we have a nice little development here. I think there's only 180 houses.
Yeah, well, we used to spend a lot of time in St. Pete and Clearwater. We had a golf cart rental company down there. We liked that area.
Why'd you leave Florida?
We just had some other opportunities with work, and we just decided to give something else a shot. Although I'll tell you what, my spouse really wants to move back, so he'll probably win that battle.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. It's nice. We like the beach. We lived up in Destin.
Where?
We lived in Destin, Florida.
Where's that at? Oh, so you still live in Florida, though?
No, not right now. We moved about a year ago. Oh. But my family's there, so we go back all the time.
Oh, where do you live now?
Up in Richmond.
Where?
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, that's where my nieces live and my sister. Yeah, wow.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's where our company is based out of. So, the guy I work for, he
he did a lot of electrical work and contracting for the government, and then he got into developing houses and construction. So then he started flipping houses, and then he started this business that I work for with him, and we just acquire properties to rent them out, to buy them. He likes to buy some of them for his family. It just depends.
Well, more than likely, you're not gonna want Stratford because, the business you're in, the flip houses and stuff, you wanna make a profit. I need
Right.
to sell somebody that wants to live there or use it for a weekend place like I used to.
Right. And I kind of agree with that with you, Marvin, but there's definitely, we don't do everything just that way. I do have a realtor on my team who is really great at what he does. We even have programs where we can market and list the property and work with an agent on your behalf so that you don't have to worry about the nitty-gritty and getting, all the scheduling and stuff done. So there's definitely solutions, but that's kind of what I was saying earlier. I think that one of those options is going to be better for you than trying to do a cash transaction. So, and of course, either way, you get the mortgage paid off and get the difference of your home. So it doesn't, there's not a whole bunch of difference there. It's just, how much.
I don't have a mortgage on any of my houses.
Oh, well, that's phenomenal.
I never had a mortgage on that one to begin with.
Well, congratulations. That's an American dream right there.
Yeah, I had it built.
Wow. With the cedar too, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, it is in the summertime or spring with all them trees. You're in the woods, by the way. I mean, it is beautiful.
Yeah. I bet the fall is very beautiful too.
Yeah, but you got to rake them damn leaves.
I'm sure you had somebody that you knew who could come do that for you, Marvin.
Yeah. The good part, Alexander, that raking them there, fine. You have to, but down there, no problem. I mean, in the woods, you just blow them in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. And how many kids did you say that you have?
Too many.
Well, there you go. That you got a landscaping crew pretty much.
No, not real. Well, my younger son, yeah, he does it because he's living in it. Him and his girl.
Well, they're living it, but they don't want it, huh?
No, my Alexander house.
Oh, yeah, where he's running the business. That's right. Well, Marvin, I want to look at it a little bit more. I want to explore those two options that I just told you are kind of what I'm leaning towards. It's just, it's up to you to decide how much you want to put into it. How much can we take off your plate for you? If you just want to work with our agent, we're happy to do that. Or if you want us to work with the agent on your behalf, that's also a service that we provide often. So, but before I really give you any more info, I'd like to put this in front of my boss and see how he's feeling about the numbers, what you're wanting, and give you some time to kind of think about what would be best for you too with either one of those options.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Marvin, when's like a good time to reach you? Do you prefer morning or afternoon?
Probably, oh, when you say morning, you think between 10 and in the afternoon.
Okay. Do you like me to text you or just go ahead and call you right away?
Yeah, good. I'd rather call me.
Okay, that sounds good. Right, Marvin. Well, expect to hear back from me, if not tomorrow, definitely by the day after. All righty.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Well, you have a great rest of your day. It was really nice chatting with you.
All righty. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.